loaning her to us. And we must realize that life is a loan. God has loaned you, your husband, your wives, your children, your brothers and sisters. We didn't come here to live forever. This is just a journey, a pilgrimage that we live. As we draw our minds back to the Bible today, would you look with me this morning at Matthew chapter 18? Beginning with verse number 23, and the reading here may be a little bit different from the reading on the screen. The New King James Version is on the screen. The Old King James Version is in my hand. But look at this parable or this situation that Jesus deals with. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king which would take account of his servant. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought up unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he made, and all that he had, and payment be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out, found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay the all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he would pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thy wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I have pity on thee? His Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do unto you, ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. I was told about two twin sisters who lived in a house that was inherited from their parents. They lived a harmonious life until one day there was a discrepancy, there was an argument between the twin sisters. It was a knockdown, drag out fight. So much so that they decided that they were going to divide the house. They got their paint and they got some tape and they began to paint a line down the center of the house. They began painting the living room and painted down the middle of the living room, and they took some tape and they divided the sofa. This side is yours, this side is mine. And then one of the sisters wrote a sign
Oh, it was an awesome sign. It was a terrible sign.
She wrote that nasty sign, and she placed it in the middle of the living room. Then they began to divide the bedrooms and the bathroom, and they painted the floor. This side is yours, this side is mine. Don't come across on my side. And as they were going to the kitchen there was that nasty sign sitting in the middle of the living room. Do you know what that sign said?
Never mind. They began to paint the kitchen, down the middle of the kitchen.
And could you believe they divided the refrigerator and the stove?
Can you believe that? And then it was that sign again.
In the middle of the living room, the sign that one of the twin sisters had wrote, and she set it down in the middle of the living room. Do you know what that sign said?
Never mind. And when they finally divided the house, they said to one another, as one stood on one side, the other stood on the other side,
"Now this side of the house is mine, this side is yours. Don't you cross over here, and I won't cross over there." But yet it was that sign in the middle of the living room.
Do you want to know what that sign said? Come back tonight and I'll tell you what the sign said.
But the sign said, what my subject is today.
No trespassing. Violators will be prosecuted. Would you believe today that there are individuals that have posted a sign on their shoulders,
and the sign is saying to their trespassers and those who have sinned against them, the sign is saying, no trespassing. And if you trespass, if you're violent, you will be prosecuted.
Now, Jesus had to deal with this because his disciples had a discrepancy. You know, they got into this into problem sometime. And Matthew chapter 18 verse 1, the Bible says that they came to Jesus one day and they asked the question, who is the greatest in the kingdom? And there was a discrepancy among them. And you know how James and John, the son of Zebedee, their mother brought them to Jesus one day and said, I want one to sit on your right hand and on the left hand. And there was a discrepancy among the disciples because the mother had requested this. Oh, that was a discrepancy. And Jesus had to deal with this idea of trespassing. Would you believe today there are individuals among us got a no trespassing sign upon their shoulders, and they have drawn a line. They have drawn a line, and they say, you stay over here, I'll stay over here. Don't you come over here, I won't come over there. No trespassing. Can you believe that today? But I want you to notice, look at that sign.
There is an exclamation point behind the sign, an exclamation point that said there are some feelings, there are some negative feelings along with this message.
There is some anger. There is some bitterness, yes, and there even may be some hatred. That's the meaning of the exclamation sign.
But listen to me today, and
This is the thesis of our message. Look at the board. I want to make a request today for you to take down your sign. Would you do that today? The thesis of our message today is that you take down your sign. And if you read what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 18, Jesus is saying, I want you to take down your sign. I want you to take down your sign that you have, the no trespassing sign. Take it down. I will tell you something, brothers and sisters. If you take it down, your blood pressure will go down. Amen. You take it down, then your heartbeat will normalize. If you take it down, you will live a harmonious life. You just take it down, you'll live a happy life. You'll be more joyous as you live if you take it down. And someone has asked the question, Brother Gray, why should I take it down? Why should I take my no trespassing sign down? I love my sign. And why should I take my sign down? I got three reasons. Jesus got three reasons why you ought to take it down. You ought to take that no trespassing sign down. First of all, you ought to take it down because the Lord has forgiven you. Did you hear what Jesus said? I said you ought to take the sign down because the Lord has forgiven you. Look at Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 27. It is a disposition on the forgiveness of God. The Bible says, Jesus said that when that servant came to his Lord and asking and pleading to his Lord to forgive him, the Bible says, then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him of the debt. And the reason why we ought to take down our sign, a no trespassing sign, is because the Lord has forgiven us. Oh, he has forgiven us. And his forgiveness is based upon compassion. Do you not know the Lord is compassionate? The word compassion seems to mean that the Lord feels what we feel. He can share and he can identify with your feelings. He has compassion on us. As we hurt, he hurts. And as we cry, he cries. Because there is some compassion. The Hebrew writer said it something like this: we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the infirmities of our feelings. Oh, Jesus Christ, the Lord Almighty, God Almighty, can feel what you feel. He can feel the pain. He can feel the hurt that you are feeling. Reason why we ought to take down our sign, because God has forgiven us. And the reason why is because, listen to me, you have trespassed against somebody else. Let me say that again, maybe you missed it. The reason you ought to take down your sign is because you are not so good and I am not so good that we have sinned and we have trespassed against somebody else. Oh, do you remember the day when that mob brought a woman who had been caught in adultery? They brought him to Jesus and they said, Lord, Lord, we have caught this woman. We've caught her in the very act of adultery. And the Bible says that Jesus began to write on the ground. And they pressed him, the Bible says. And the Bible says that Jesus rose and Jesus asked this question. He said, you who is without sin, you cast the first stone. In other words, if you have never wronged anybody, you go ahead and cast the stone. The Bible said they were standing there and they had their stones in their hand and they were ready to stone somebody. And Jesus said, if you have never lied, you ought to throw the stone. If you have never cheated, throw the stone. If you have never sinned, you throw the stone. But you know what the Bible says? Every one of them fled. Every one of them left because they were all guilty. And if you look in that crowd, you will see yourself in that crowd. All of us have sinned, and sometimes we are standing there with our stone and we are ready to stone somebody. And Jesus said, if you have no sin, then you throw the stone. But if you have sinned, you better throw the stone down. Then Jesus said to the lady, you go and you sin no more. Paul said it like this in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 32. Paul says, you be kind and you be tenderhearted, forgiving one another, for God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Did you hear that? Paul said, you ought to forgive because God has forgiven you. You ought to take down your sign because God has forgiven you. Oh, his forgiveness. Oh, what I like about God's forgiveness. God's forgiveness is complete. Oh, he completely forgives. And Isaiah said it like this. Isaiah said, he abundantly pardons us. Oh, that word pardon is a word that admits guilt. You are standing before the judge. You are standing before the judge of the universe. And everybody knows that you're guilty. You know that you're guilty. The world knows that you're guilty. And you're standing before the judge. And the judge brings down the gavel. And he says, not guilty. That's pardon. And Isaiah said that he abundantly pardons us. He forgives us even though the world knows that we have sinned. And even the world knows we are wrong. And we know that we are wrong. But God has abundantly pardoned us.
And that's the reason we ought to forgive.
And God, in so many words, God has said, I have forgiven you. And now you're telling me that you're not going to forgive your brother? I've forgiven you 10,000 talents. I've forgiven you of all the sin that you've committed. And now you're telling me that you are not going to forgive your brother?
You better take down your sign. And then the Bible said, look at the forgiveness of God. The psalmist says that his forgiveness is so complete, it is as far he throws our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. Oh, that's complete forgiveness. Not only that, but Isaiah said that he, the God of heaven, has washed our dirty laundry. He said he's washed us and made us white as snow. That's how complete God's forgiveness is. Not only that, but God has amnesia when we sin. And the Hebrew writer says, our sins and iniquities will he remember no more. Oh, I love the forgiveness of God. The other reason, are you listening? The other reason you ought to take that sign off your shoulder is because the sign is unrealistic and it's impossible. No trespassing. Where are you living? If you've got a sign on your shoulder saying, no trespassing, don't you sin against me, that don't you know that that is unrealistic and it is impossible because you are living among humans. And humans are fallible creatures. Humans are imperfect creatures. Now, you can wear that sign on Mars.
there are no humans there. You can wear that sign if you're living on Mars, because there are no fallible creatures there. But if you live on this earth and in this world, you better take that sign down, because there will be somebody who's going to cross your path. You keep on living. There is going to be, I don't care how good you are, I don't care how many scriptures you know, I don't care. There is somebody that's going to cross your path. There is somebody who's going to get in your stuff. Keep on living. You ought to take down the sign, because it is unrealistic and it is impossible. It's impossible to live in this world and nobody sin against you. It's impossible. Take the sign down. And then the other reason you ought to take the sign down is because the Lord will not forgive you. You see that? I said you ought to take the sign down. I ought to take the sign down, the no trespassing sign down, because the Lord will not forgive you. If you don't take the sign down, if you don't want to forgive, then the Lord will not forgive you. Look at what Jesus said at the end of the parable in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every brother his trespasses. Jesus said, I'm not going to forgive you, or God is not going to forgive you until you forgive your brother. To make it real plain, Jesus made it plainer when he said in Matthew chapter 6, verse number 14, if you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will forgive you of your trespasses. But if you forgive men not their trespasses, then God or the Lord will not forgive you of your trespasses. So take your sign down. But I got another question. The question is this: how do I take my sign down? That's a good question. How do I forgive? When my brother has transgressed against me, when my brother has trespassed and come over into my lane or come over into my stuff, how do I forgive him? And I tell you something else, brothers and sisters. Not only will your brother or sister transgress against you, they may transgress against you multiple times. Remember when Peter asked that question? Peter asked the question, Lord, how often should my brother trespass against me and I forgive him? He offered a suggestion, seven times. Peter said, Lord, seven times seemed like a good round number. I can forgive him seven times. If the rascal transgress against me, I can forgive him seven times. Because most of us have what you call baseball love. Three strikes and you're out. I can forgive you once, I can forgive you twice, but I can forgive you three times, but after the third time, you out of here. But Jesus corrected Peter. Peter, your mathematics are wrong. Peter, your math is wrong. Not seven times, but seven times 70. And put up your calculator. Because he's not talking about mathematics here. What he was saying is that you forgive your brother as often as necessary. He needs 700 forgivenesses in one day, you forgive him. If you need 2,000 in one day, forgive him. If he needs 20,000 in one day, forgive him. And Jesus was talking about unlimited forgiveness. As often as your brother needs forgiveness, forgive him. Now, how do I take down my sign? How do I really forgive Are you ready for this?
Jesus says this. There needs to be a confrontation with the accused. That's what Jesus says.
Jesus said, if you're going to take down your sign, if you want to know how to take down your sign, if you want to know how to forgive, the first thing you need to do, Jesus says, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, you got the trespassing sign up, and he trespasses against thee, go and tell him his fault.
Have you done that? Have you done that? Maybe they don't know their trespass. Just maybe. To illustrate the point, a mother heard an awesome sound in her children's bedroom. She came running in, and the little two-year-old had the six-year-old hair balled up in her hand, and she was just pulling it. Have you ever felt like doing that? You can tell me. And the little boy was just screaming, and she ran into the room, and she grabbed the little girl and said, honey, no. Don't pull his hair like that. And she said to the little boy, she said, honey, little Paulette, she didn't know that she was hurting you. She didn't know that pulling on your hair really hurt. She didn't know that. And the mother just left the room, and about the time she turned her back, the little girl screamed, ow! The little boy had pulled her hair, and she said, what in the world happened? And he said, she may not have known then, but she knows now. That hurts. They may not have known. They may not know they have trespassed against you. And Jesus said, the first thing that you ought to do is to go to that individual and tell him his fault. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. And you know the follow-up there. You know the Bible. And Jesus said, if he doesn't hear you, then take two or three more with you. Now, hold up, time out. Jesus said, take two or more with you. If they don't hear the initial confrontation, but I want to caution, be careful who you take. I said, be careful who you take, because the takers can make the situation worse. And then you know the last step is, they don't hear the two or three, then take it to the church. That's the procedure. Have you done that? Well, here's the next step. If you want to take your sign down, remember the 10,100 rule. You see that in the parable? The 10,100 rule. In other words, the Bible says, Jesus said in the parable, verse number 24, and when he had begun reckoning, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. The one that owed the Lord 10,000 talents, then he went out, found the fellow servant that owed him 100 pence, and he would not forgive him. What you're trying to say, Gray? I'm trying to say this. Remember how much God has forgiven you. And you won't have any problem forgiving your brother. Let me ask you a question as we're coming to a close here. How many times have you sinned since you've been living? You don't have enough fingers and toes. You don't have enough fingers and toes to count the many times you have sinned against God. You don't have enough. You don't even have a calculator to calculate how many times you have sinned against God. Let me ask you another question. How many times have God forgiven you? Again, you don't have enough fingers and toes to calculate how many times God has forgiven you.
You don't have a calculator that can calculate it. And what Jesus is saying in the parable, I have forgiven you 10,000 times and you can't forgive your brother? You better take that sign down. I have forgiven you all of that mess that you were involved in before you became a member of the church, and you tell me you can't forgive your brother? You better take your sign down. Then last but not least, you want to forgive, you got to summon divine help. I said you got to summon divine help. You can't do it by yourself. The air is human, to forgive is divine. Oh, when Jesus was on the cross, all of the weight of the sin of the whole world was upon him. And Jesus looked up to his Father and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus had to summon divine help to forgive. All that stuff that they've done against you, you need God to help you to forgive it. You need God's help. Summon God right now, right today. Right today. Would you put the sign down? Would you throw that sign away? You don't need it. You don't need it. You don't need it because you got the blood of Jesus Christ. God has washed away your sins. You ought to be shouting because God has done that. He has forgiven you of all your sins and has placed you in the church. Would you forgive your brother today? If you're here, you're not a child of God, we're asking you to come. Come by hearing God's word, by believing his same word, by repenting of your sins, by confessing Jesus Christ to be the Son of God, going down in the watery river of baptism for the remission of your sins. Without going into another sermon, someone say, well, what, Brother Gray? I forgive them, but I still have a little anger. That's all right. It's all right. Because forgiveness is a faculty of the mind and not the feelings. In other words, you can say, I forgive you, which simply means I have will that I'm going to treat you right, even though I got some feeling there that I got to deal with later on. And many of us are still dealing with some feelings. And Lord, help us to deal with those feelings. But determine in your mind, I am going to forgive right now. I'm going to forgive right now. The feeling may come on later on. I may have to deal with the feelings of months and years later, but I'm determined I'm going to treat you right. I'm not going to do you wrong right now. That's a function of the mind, the will. Do that right now. Are you here? You got a sign on your shoulder. You draw the line. Take the sign down. Erase the line. Jesus died for you. You come right now as we stand and sing the invitation song. You come.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Singing, oh, precious is thy flow. That makes me white as snow. No other felt I know of. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Singing, oh, praise. measure is thy flow that makes me white as snow. No other.
Pray to God for Hattie's mother. I pray for Carl at this particular time. Let's pray. God in heaven, we thank you so much for all your blessings. We ask that blessing, oh God, upon Hattie and her mother. Go with her, oh God, as she travels down south and she be with her mother. If it's your will, would you heal her mother? Heal of the ailment that she is suffering from, if it's your will. And then, oh God, we are asking that you be with Carl as he wrestles with some things in his life. Help him, oh God, to stand upon your word and stand upon your will. Help him to be the kind of young man that God, that you would want him to be. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We want to thank James for that timely lesson on forgiveness. Now let us stand and notice hymn number 970. 970. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your way. And step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my day. I will follow you all of my day, and I will follow you all of my day.